This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden has proposed a five-year extension of a nuclear arms treaty to Russia that is otherwise set to expire in February. President Biden proposed the extension even as he asked the intelligence community to look closely into Russia's cyber attacks, its alleged interference in the 2020 election, and other actions, the press secretary told reporters. Russia has said for some time that it would welcome an extension of the New START treaty, which limits the number of U.S. and Russian strategic nuclear weapons. The Trump administration made a late bid to extend the treaty, but its conditions were rejected by Russia. A senior European Union official told Russian President Vladimir Putin by telephone Friday to release opposition politician Alexei Navalny and demanded an investigation into the Kremlin critics' poisoning last August. Navalny was detained in Russia Sunday after flying home from Germany for the first time since being poisoned with what tests conducted at a German military laboratory showed was a military-grade nerve agent. European Council President Charles Michel chairs EU summits and wrote on Twitter that the EU is, quote, united in its condemnation of Alexei Navalny's detention and calls for his immediate release, end quote. Meanwhile, a Russian court jailed Navalny's spokeswoman for 9 days Friday, meaning she cannot attend an opposition protest planned Saturday to call for his release, she said on Twitter. The Israeli army shot down an unmanned aircraft it said had entered its airspace from Lebanon, the military said Friday, hours after a strike in Syria attributed to the Jewish state. The army said the Israel Defense Forces, quote, will continue to operate in order to prevent any attempt to violate Israeli sovereignty, end quote, without providing further information on the drone. This is VOA News. Shanghai has imposed lockdowns on two of China's best-known hospitals after they were linked to new coronavirus cases. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Outpatient services have been suspended at both of the facilities, and they've been cordoned off along with some surrounding residential communities after months of quelling small clusters with mass testing, isolation, and social distancing. China has seen outbreaks grow this winter, mainly in the cold north. The National Health Commission has announced 103 new cases have been detected over the past 24-hour period alone. Lockdowns have also been imposed in parts of Beijing and other cities following outbreaks. Schools are letting out early and citizens have been told to stay home for next month's Lunar New Year holiday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Germany's coronavirus infection numbers are encouraging, but remain too high, Health Minister Jens Spahn said Friday, dampening expectations that restrictions to curb the spread of the virus could be lifted. Spahn told a news conference, more transmissible strains of the virus made it imperative to reduce case numbers further. He said, quote, we don't want to be accused of having relaxed too soon, end quote. Germany has been in lockdown since early November. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said Friday China had approved delivery of a second of the CoronaVac vaccine produced by Sinovac Biotech, and 10 million doses could arrive in Turkey by the weekend. Turkey has already received an initial consignment of 3 million doses and has so far vaccinated just over 1.1 million people, mostly health workers and elderly people. Lithuania's president said Friday the country would receive enough COVID-19 vaccines to inoculate 70% of its population by early July, and that this would achieve herd immunity. The ambitious supply schedule hinges on vaccines from AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson being approved for use in the European Union, in addition to the Pfizer shot already being administered. The president told reporters, quote, the challenge is about to change from vaccinage to setting up mass vaccinations, though, so that we use the time optimally and can fully reach collective immunity, end quote. Real Madrid coach Zinedine Zidane has tested positive for COVID-19, the Spanish club announced Friday. Zidane has already had to self-isolate this month after coming into contact with a person infected with the virus. He tested negative at the time and was able to oversee the team. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.